On the 26th of November 2015, I made a YouTube video in Esbjerg, Denmark, with the title The Intuitive Martinus, His Cosmology and the Third Sex. And here you can hear the soundtrack from this YouTube video. Here we go.
My name is Ole Terkelsen. And I would like to talk about the Danish writer Martinus and his world picture. Martinus was born in 1890 and he lived 90 years and passed away in 1981. When he was 30 years old, he got a revelation, or he was initiated, and he says with his own words that he got cosmic consciousness. And he had a fully developed intuition, and he said that he had access to the ocean of knowledge. Every time when he had a problem, he asked, what is the solution? And then he got the solution of in an intuitive way. He had got a new extrasensory perception. He could percept the laws of life. He could experience the spiritual world. And this enabled him to create a new cosmology. He describes the whole universe and also the evolution of the universe. And he made a spiritual science. And he also called his collected works for the Third Testament and the Eternal World Picture. And he talks about a sexual transformation of the human beings. And this is a very extraordinary description, because I have not seen a description like that in any other spiritual or religious teaching. And Martinus talks about an evolution from the animal kingdom to the real human kingdom. And in the animal kingdom, the beings are what he calls single-poled. There are males and females. There are two separate sexes. And the meaning of life is to have another partner, have this partnership, having the copulation and having offspring. And that's the most important in life for the animals. But the human beings, they develop intelligence. They get more intellectual. They have the ability to think and to reflect. But the animals, they act more automatically by instinct. And the terrestrial man today is, with Martinus' words, half animal, half human being. And he often talks about the Sphinx that you can see in Egypt with a big pyramid, that Martinus thinks that this Sphinx is a symbol of terrestrial man, half human being and half real human. And he thinks that Jesus Christ, he was a model of the perfect human being. He was perfect human being, a godlike being, or just simply he was really a Christ being. And he was the model, a good example. And that is the end of the evolution for terrestrial man. And Martinus predicts that the planet Earth here will turn into a paradise, because evolution follows certain laws. And when you know the laws of evolution, you can predict the result. And this will be a physical paradise here on planet Earth. But it takes a big transformation to transform an egoistic, instinctive animal into a humane Christ being. It takes a big transformation. And we are in the middle of this transformation. And Martinus talks about that every living being has two sexual poles. But in the animal kingdom, one of the poles is latent. You have animals that are males. They are masculine. And then there are females. There is a feminine pole dominating. But the new pole is growing. and it, many people can accept. There have been men and women. There are men and women. But now, this is the biggest surprise in Martinus' cosmology. In the future, there will not be men and women. There will come a new sex. And Martinus talks about the double-poled sex. And I think that's really a big surprise. But what is it that you can observe today? I think you can see there is a growing equality between men and women. Men and women are more and more alike. The women is going to work in the areas where only men were before, and the men are going into the women's area. So the difference between man and woman is becoming lesser and lesser. Martinus has described what life is and how life is working. And he was a big intuitive and could describe it. And in order to make his experiences accessible for normal intelligence, he has written 10,000 pages and he has drawn 100 symbols. When you have to learn geography, it's good to have maps. And in a way, Martinus has also made maps of the spiritual world. But they are not realistic. They are very symbolic. And according to Martinus, the whole eternal infinite universe is a living being. And he also thinks that all living beings are eternal living beings. And he is talking about that plants, animals, human beings are living beings. But the organs are also individual living beings. The cells are living beings, the molecules and the atoms. And he is talking about microcosmos. And we are living in mesocosmos. But in macrocosmos, he also can see planet Earth is a living being. The solar system is a living being. And the whole Milky Way, the whole galaxy is a living being. And it goes on for eternity. Martinus' world picture, in a way, is the theory of everything. I am a scientific, I've studied physics, and I know that the people who work with theoretical physics, they are searching the theory of everything. There are the gravitation, the electromagnetical forces, the weak and the strong nuclear forces, and they're trying to find one formula to describe everything that exists. But to me, Martinus' cosmology is the theory of everything because Martinus takes everything into account. He goes for eternity, infinite, down in microcosmos and up in macrocosmos. He takes all what exists in space, and he also works with an eternal past and an eternal future. Time never started, time never ended. So he includes everything within time and space in his cosmology. And the backbone in Martinus' cosmology is that all living beings are eternal living beings. And all living beings have two sides. They have an eternal side that doesn't change. He's talking very much about the self, the I that is eternal. And then we have a body, which is a tool. So we also have a creative part, which have a begin and have an end. And Martinus has drawn some symbols, and he thinks that all living beings, if it's the whole universe, also called God in the religions, or if it's galaxies, solar system, planets, human beings, organ cells, they are built up in the same manner. And he has drawn a symbol. It is his symbol number 6, called the living being. And in the analysis, he can divide the living being in 3 parts. And on this symbol number 6, we can see here in the top, we have a white triangle. This is the eternal self. This is the eternal I. And it looks as if it's nothing, but it is, in a way, everything, because it includes everything that exists. In a way, you can compare the self or the I to the white light. The white light includes all colors, but you could be tempted to say that there is no colors in the white light. But if you have a prism, you can divide it into to the spectrum with all 7 colors. So the white light is not colorless, it includes all colors. And in Martinus' cosmology or world picture, he shows that you can only experience a thing if there is a contrast to this thing. You would never know that you were happy if you have not been unhappy. You would not, never be know you were alone if you haven't had company. You wouldn't know that you were poor if you hadn't been rich. You can only experience one thing when you have experienced the contrast. How would you know that it's very cold today? Because you have known it's very warm another day. So every experience is a comparison with previous experiences. And then Martinus says that the living being is working, it's constructed in the same way, but in the analysis you can divide it into this eternal part that doesn't change. And he calls it the creator, the self, the I. And here we have the second part, and it is with violet color, and he calls it X2. It is the creative power. And this makes that this X1, the I, the self, it is outside the world of energies, but it can handle the energies. It can have a perception. It can get experiences from the world of energies, and it can get an impression. And after that, it can give an expression for this impression, which means that it can be creative. X2 is the creative power and the ability to experience. And then Martinus has a third part. It is called X3. This is the created world. Everything in the created world have a begin and have an end. And every experience takes place with the means of energies. And in Martinus' cosmology, he divided all existing energies in six different basic energies. I've not seen this description in chemistry and physics at university, but Martinus, he takes all energies into account, and also all the energies that is constructing your consciousness. And he has drawn six different colors, and it's the six basic energies. And with red color, Martinus has the instinct energy. It takes care of all instinctive functions in plants, in animals, and so on. And with the orange color, Martinus has the energy of gravity. It is the energy that is most used in the physical world. And in the animal kingdom, we have very heavy bodies, and we are in an eternal evolution, and in no other part we have such a heavy body. But from a spiritual point of view, the energy of gravity also is an explosive energy. You can get very angry, and also in the animal kingdom they are very selfish, very egoistic, and they have a lot of this explosive energy. And the third energy is the energy of feeling, and that is the energy of love, sort of. And I think most people can intuitively understand the word the energy of feeling. And then there is the green color, and it is the energy of intelligence. And the blue color is the energy of intuition. And with light indigo color, Martinus has shown the energy of memory. But I would like to talk about this sexual transformation. And all living beings have two sexual poles. And of course, in the males, the sexual pole is the male pole, and in females, it's the female pole. But we have a secondary pole, which is connected with the brain. And you could also call that the intellectual pole. And what is the big difference between animals and human beings? I think it is the intelligence, it is the intellectuality. So when we develop from the animal kingdom towards the perfect human being, the intellectual pole is growing, and Martinus says that at a certain point the two poles would be equal. So we are day conscious in both the male pole and the female pole. So there is a sexual character with the new pole, but there is also this about intellectuality. Martinus explains that he has not written these poles in this symbol, but it is some of the most important structures because they are regulating the whole evolution. Martinus talks about a spiral cycle, and in this spiral cycle there are six kingdoms, and With this light indigo color, Martinus talks about the kingdom of minerals. And minerals, they develop into the plant kingdom that we can see with the red color. And here, with the orange color, we have the animal kingdom. Meat-eating plants is an intermediary state between plant kingdom and animal kingdom. And here, we have a picture of the planet Earth. And planet Earth is also a living being. And it shows the step in evolution by terrestrial man. And the evolution goes on and up. Up here we have a star. And this star shows where we become perfect human beings. We become Christ beings or God-like beings. We are perfect human beings that cannot do any harm. And we are all loving living beings. And with the yellow color, we have the real human kingdom. And it turns into a spiritual kingdom. Jesus, he could materialize and dematerialize his body, and then he lived permanently in the spiritual world. And then there is, with green color, the kingdom of wisdom. It is a kingdom of intelligence. And it's also there where this intelligent design is created, but also architects, scientists, inventors, scientists, they get their inspiration from this kingdom of wisdom. It is the culmination of the energy of intelligence. And also there, the organisms of living beings are created, the organs, the cells, and so on. And in brackets, I could tell, actually, I've written a book called Martinus, Darwin, and Intelligent Design. And there I present three different points of view. First, Martinus, it is the cosmic viewpoint, and then Darwin, that is the viewpoint seen from the materialistic science, and then intelligence design is from a more religious angle. And Darwin and the religious people, they've had a discussion for 150 years. And Martinus thinks that both parts have a part of the truth. But this was in brackets. And then we have this kingdom with blue color, and it is the divine world. It is the culmination of intuition. You could sort of say that intuition is the energy of God's consciousness. And when Martinus got cosmic consciousness, he had so much intuition. So he sort of got one with God's consciousness. And then you enter in the kingdom of bliss and go into the mineral kingdom. But there is only one kingdom, the plant, the animal kingdom, where you are totally egoistic. You are single-poled here. And this is a kingdom where we have a lot of war, of fighting, and so on. And you have a partial love because you prefer the opposite sex to your own sex. But in all other five kingdoms, you are double-poled. And that enables you to be on. You can be all-loving, unconditional love. You are not partial. You can love all living beings. But Martinus describes this evolution from the single-poled animal to the double-poled human being. And we see that when human beings become more and more intellectual, they develop their opposite pole. And this evolution has gone on for several hundred of years. And for that reason, there is a lesser difference between men and women because they develop sort of the same intellectuality. But the new pole also have a sexual aspect. But normally you don't get conscious of this aspect in the beginning. In the beginning, there is no sexuality connected with your knowledge. You are able to think, you get a bigger intellectuality, you can become a genius into different areas. But at the end, you will become brain conscious or day conscious in your opposite pole. And that is the big surprise in the teaching of Martinus' evolution, because actually in the women, the masculine pole is growing. So in a way, a young boy, a man, is growing in the consciousness of the women. And at a certain time, the women will get day conscious in this man growing in their own consciousness. Martinus also symbolically says that this opposite pole that is growing, in a way, is the Christ child that is growing in your consciousness. The new pole is not only the intellectual pole, it's also the pole of you are very humane, you are very loving. And the man in the consciousness of the women is sexually attracted to the female bodies. And for that reason, women that are very double pole, they feel sexually attracted to their own sex. Many people think that's a sin, it's abnormal. No, it's very natural that a young man fall in love with a young woman. But according to Martinus cosmology, it is the same natural, because it is the young man in the woman that falls in love with the female body. And Martinus thinks that maybe 2, 3, 4 last reincarnations before you become Christ being with cosmic consciousness, you will be day conscious or brain conscious in your new pole. And that also explains why so many ingenious people, very kind and loving people, are attracted to their own sex. And in the same way, in the man, a woman is growing, and this woman at a certain point becomes day conscious or brain conscious. And it means that when a man, to his own surprise, feels sexually attracted to the male sex, it is because this woman has grown so much that he has become brain conscious in this. But the new pole can be opened too early in an artificial way, and that can give several problems. If, for example, a child is seduced by a homosexual person, this child can have its opposite pole open too early. It could also be in monasteries with nuns and monks. When you don't have access to the opposite sex, you can be seduced by your own sex. Also, if you have no money, you might be tempted to prostitute yourself with your own sex in order to earn a lot of money. But it has an effect on the consciousness, so you can have it open too early, and that can give a lot of problems. The most natural way to have the new pole open is that you, quite unconscious, feel attraction. To your own surprise, it comes totally spontaneous. So in that way, Martinus also can explain why this attraction to your own sex is a natural thing, and it's absolutely necessarily. Because if you want to be an all-loving person, you have to have the two sexual poles in a balance. And Martinus writes that Jesus, he was double-poled. He was born in a male body, but Jesus had the same sympathy for women and for men. He loved the human beings in the human beings. So he didn't prefer one sex to the other. And Jesus, he was not interested in marriage and children. And Martinus also told in a few lectures himself that he was totally double-poled. So he was not in favor of women nor of men, but he was double-poled. Because if you have to practice an unconditional love, you have to be all-loving, you have to be totally impartial, and you can only be impartial if you can love both sexes. Martinus has drawn a symbol. It is his symbol number 33, where he writes about the animal and the human thought climates. And there he has shown the middle of the animal kingdom. And in the middle of the animal kingdom, you are single-poled. Only the sexual pole, the male pole with the males and female pole with the females. But then gradually, all the way, the new pole is growing. And in this normal sexual transformation, the ordinary pole will always be the strongest until the moment where they are totally equal. But if you have the new pole open too early, and it can also be forced, it can take over and become dominating. And that can give a very unhappy situation, because then if the female pole is forced in a too fast evolution in the man, he can feel himself mentally as a woman, but he is in a male body. Of course, that is a very unhappy situation. If you feel that you are female but in a masculine pole, and this can go in several incarnations, and in that way you can also get into transsexuality and you can want to have sexual operations and so on. So it can give some problems. But anyway, the new pole has to be opened. And in the same way, also the masculine pole can be forced by the women. But if the female pole is dominating until there is an equilibrium and there is a balance, it is quite normal. But there are some women, they get too masculine and they have this pole forced, and they can also feel that they are male and they're in a female body, and they also might want to have an operation to change sex. So there is an explanation why these things has come around, but it has been because they have entered some sexual experiments. Martino says, if you have a high moral, if you have had sufferings in other areas, you would never damage other with your sexuality, and that could also guarantee that you will not get your problems in this area because you have had them in other areas. But if you are in a lower level in evolution, even at the time of Moses, 3,500 years ago, you were stoned to death if you were homosexual. So this has come around for many thousand years ago, and at that time it was sort of more dangerous to get into these sexual experiments because you didn't have the morality. But there is no risk if you don't want to hurt other with your sexuality. You would rather have no sexuality than you would hurt some with your sexuality. And you can also say that the single-poledness, that is the anatomy of the war, and double-poledness is the anatomy of peace. So Martinus, he has explained many different sexual groups in the humane evolution. But as I said, it is really a surprising evolution. And most women today, they do not know that there actually is a masculine pole growing in them. And many men, they don't know that there is a female pole growing in them. And this intellectual pole will grow for thousands and thousands of years. But at the end, you will have to be conscious in the opposite pole. And as you also can see at this simple number 33, there is a star with 5 points. And it is the symbol of cosmic consciousness. And Martinus says, no man will get cosmic consciousness. No woman would get cosmic consciousness. Only a double pole being will get cosmic consciousness. And I think to many people, it is really a mystery why the difference between men and women will be lesser and lesser. They look more and more and more like each other. And of course, it would converge to the third sex. And the third sex is the double pole sex. And that is the anatomy of peace, harmony, and love.